Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
But your love don't pay my bills. I need
that's what I want.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Jollis is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 11-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation, which is a very important Age of the Customer thing to say. Rob, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about luck. Let me give you a confession, Rob. I have never been a lucky person. I have a lot of blessings in my life, and the success that I feel that I have had has come from, even when it was serendipity, meaning somebody did something nice for me, it was because of what you said about me earlier, and that's that I win friends and influence people. And so even if I had some luck, what some people would call luck, that was actually, the generosity and the goodwill of people. It was because I had made a contact with them. But I'm not a lucky person. Meaning, you and I both know lucky people. Maybe you're like this, Rob. People who they're just standing around. They don't do anything, and the world brings goodies to their door. You know.
Yeah. I'm not so sure I'd play that card in Vegas.
That's the reason I don't gamble in Vegas. Cause I'm telling you, I have played blackjack, and I'm the unluckiest person in the world. I mean, I split aces once and blackjack both of them, and the dealer blackjacked, so I got one, right?
Yeah, well, so, okay, that'll happen one every time.
I'm just saying and here's why it's a good thing though for me to have this attitude. I don't count on luck that I didn't create.
Okay. Well, you just hit on your point. See, I think you're what we call an unconscious competent, Jim. You could tell me till the cows come home how unlucky you are. But, you know, I always love that phrase, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
You're a
hardworking guy, Jim, and hardworking people will walk around going, it's not luck. Look, we already hit on a couple things. Funny thing is, you look where you sit in the stadium, and so you increase your chance to catching a foul ball. You're very prepared, so you actually increase your sphere, your chances of luck. Right before we went to break, we started talking about kind of learning from our mistakes, okay? I think you're a guy who's made a mistake or two in life.
At least two.
Right? I'm just guessing, all right? That's got to be your next book.
That's right.
And the fact is, there's two things we can do when we make mistakes in life. We can blame the other guy, or we can look in the mirror and say, there's got to be a lesson here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to learn that lesson, and I will not make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, makes you, we can call it any word you want. For the sake of this conversation, I'm going to say, you just got luckier again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know how many people that we both know are victims? In other words, it's the boss's fault, it's the coworker's fault.
Because they're not capable of doing something I learned at Xerox, which is self-analysis.
Yes, and they're not capable of turning the mirror on themselves. You know, I was talking to an audience of about 300 people, all unemployed, okay, and all feeling some anger and resentment, because most people, they're in that room for a reason, you know, let's call it bad luck. But I looked at him and I said, look, I got a magic wand. I'm going to make every one of you 90% correct. In other words, you were 90% right. It wasn't your fault. It was something else. But the only rule is, for me to do that, you have to, one, let go of the anger that you have in your room for that boss or that corporation that merged or whatever it is. And two, I want the 10% that you would do differently. And if you can find it for me, you get to evolve. Mm-hmm. Get to never make that mistake again. Mm-hmm. And you get to be what I'll call luckier.
What I learned in self-analysis with Xerox, I got, by the way, from that came at a very serendipitous time in my life, but it came from somebody that I I didn't exactly meet him in a line, but it was almost like that. So it was lucky that the job came along, but it was something I did before. But here's the thing about self-analysis, and I think it's a very important part of luck. I figured out that whenever I had a bad call, and I did the analysis on that in my car, licking my wounds afterwards, unless I decided I was never going to sell anything again, that post-call analysis became a pre-call analysis.
Yep. Well, there you go again. Mr. Guy who does not believe in luck is doing things by the book that's proven that lucky people do. You know, Jim, I've been giving presentations and seminars for almost 30 years. Would you believe that every single time in my career, almost in an OCD fashion, every time I finish a seminar and get on a plane, because 99% of the time I'm flying there, mm-hmm. or a train, the first thing I do is pull out the laptop and figure out what two things that I love mm-hmm. that I just did, and what yep. would be the two things I'd do differently. Does that make me luckier? it makes me better. Because I'm willing, after 3 decades, to continue to figure out how can I evolve and do mm-hmm. this better. And people tap me on the shoulder and say, boy, you're lucky, you've got these clients, you
right.
do these things. And I think, you know what, thank you, but maybe I'm making my own luck around
That's exactly
here, and
right.
maybe others can do it too.
The only thing I would parse about what you just said was you said somewhat OCD. I don't think somewhat has anything to do with you there, Rob. I think you're full on OCD is what we're talking here.
Thank you. I'd like to exchange the word discipline for it, but I'll take full on.
We'll do that next time. Hey, I need your website, Rob.
It's JOLLES.com, and don't forget to sign up for the Blarticle.
Don't forget the Blarticle, circle R, Blarticle. You like it, folks. Only Rob would come up with that. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here are the Hooters to take us out.
She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on John and he was holding on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.